Rising temperatures and dry grounds have left hundreds dead. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You can help provide water where it's needed most. And the leash is tightening for Christians in Eastern Asia as the government cracks down on the rising church. When we talk about the stories in the world around you, it's so that you have a chance to respond. Our first story, scorching temperatures in India have made fetching water a deadly activity. Existing drought conditions affecting 330 million people have only been compounded by the early summer heat. An estimated 370 people died already, many of them while walking for water. India Partners works in some of those hardest hit areas, and thanks to generous contributions, they've been able to help 25 villages. Donna Glass of India Partners says the government water isn't enough.
It could be 3 to 5 days in between arrivals of fresh water being brought. We're going in and bringing water every day so that they at least have enough to drink. And it's fresh, it's clean water.
Even in thirst, hearts are being reached. Because tankards are given to entire villages, it's opening up opportunities to share the gospel. For $20, you can provide water for an entire village of up to 500 people for a day. That's less than a steak dinner, a haircut, or a trip to the movies.
We're trying to live out the gospel, and it's what we're called to do to our neighbors here in the United States, to our neighbors in India. That's why it's so important that we take action.
So you can provide water, and you can pray. As the monsoon season approaches, would you pray that it would bring permanent relief? Ask God to touch the hearts of many through the service of India Partners. A few countries west, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is fighting violence with education. As many know, the refugee crisis isn't going away. But many of these refugees are kids growing up without an education. Rex Rogers with Sat7 says,
the United Nations is saying as many as 20 million Arab children are either out of school or right at the edge of significant risk of losing schooling for a variety of reasons, the violence being most of it.
While it may not seem like an immediate problem, it is.
So very quickly you can have a 9-year-old boy who has not been in school for 5 years, and 5 years goes by and he's 14 and able to carry a rifle. The illiterate are the ones who are the most vulnerable to extremist ideas, extremist groups.
These groups provide housing, food, and a big one, status.
So again, we're very concerned about that. We're developing a new programming for education on our kids' channel that aims at teaching English and Arabic. English, of course, is an economic tool for jobs, but English and Arabic itself, mathematics, and later science. But behind all that is just teaching them to think independently, to think analytically.
Pray for the manpower for this program and for the change that it can make in children's lives. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. And our last story comes to us from China. Beijing just passed a new law severely restricting non-government organizations working there. Now, the law is supposed to be protecting national identity, but in practice, it could be used to interfere with churches and parachurch ministries and schools. Given recent reports that China is also simultaneously cracking down on the registered and unregistered churches, you might wonder why anyone would choose now to start training church planters.
As there's an increase in global population, basically, researchers are saying there's an estimated need for 5 million new churches to be planted in the next 5 to 10 years just to keep pace with population growth.
Yankee and the team were just in southwest China, in Sichuan province, working with the urban and rural church leaders.
We're also working with farmers and rural leaders who really have a heart to grow the church and reach other villages nearby.
Their strategy is simple. If we have healthy, well-trained pastors who are planting healthy, well-equipped churches, we'll see a society transformed.
Please pray for the church in China. Pray for its expansion. Pray for the rising up of missionaries who will be sent out from China.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Just go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.